بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الصلوات الخمس كمثل نهر جار غمر على باب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات. رواه مسلم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the similitude, the example of the five daily salats is like that of a flowing river, an abundantly flowing river, a river that's flowing copiously at the door of any one of you, in which he bathes five times a day. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving the explanation of how salah washes away, purifies us from all our sins. Ulama have mentioned what is mentioned is the minor sins of the person. So, just as a person bathes in a river, and the river is flowing copiously, there is abundant flowing water. So the person completely drenches himself, and all the dirt that is on his body, it is removed completely. Like that is the effect of the five times daily salah that we read, that we discharge. This is the duty upon us as believers. This is one of the pillars of Islam. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us glad tidings, showing us that this is the effect of salat. Of course, salat performed correctly, this is what it does. It cleanses us from all the minor sins that we have. So again, this hadith gives us hope that the salat, the ibadah that we are doing, the fard salat that we are performing, this is the effect it has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. That we should establish the salat, the two ends of the day, in the early hours of the night, because Allah ta'ala says, حَسَنَات, good deeds. So salat is a good deed. يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. It erases bad deeds. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِذَاكِرِينَ. That is a reminder for the mindful. So here we have understood in this hadith the effect of our five times daily salah. So when we're reading our salah, have this fadila, this virtue in mind, that as I'm reading my salah, my minor sins are all being forgiven. Of course, for major sins, the ulama have stipulated that one has to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refrain from abandon the sin, and feel remorseful of having committed the sin, and you make a firm pledge to Allah ta'ala that you will not return to the sin. Nonetheless, the effect of salat, five times salat that you read, all the minor sins that have come onto our bodies, all that is now erased. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من رجل مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازته أربعون رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا لا شفعهم الله فيه. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is no Muslim person who passes away and then just 40 people attend his janazah salah, they perform his janazah salah. Such 40 people who are believers and they have not associated any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah ta'ala will accept the intercession of these 40 people on behalf of the mayyit. When we come for janazah salah, what are we doing? We're interceding to Allah Ta'ala on behalf of that mayyit. The du'as that we read, Allahumma fili hayyina wa mayyitina, the different du'as that we read in janazah, we are asking, we are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this mayyit, oh Allah, you forgive this mayyit. Allah, you have mercy upon this mayyit. So, there is one narration that mentions 100 people. And there is a narration that mentions if there are three rows of people. But put all together, initially Rasulullah may have said, as Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has mentioned, and scholars have commentators have said, that first it may have been 100 people, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it even more easy, and Allah shows us His mercy. There's just 40 people, 40 believers attend your janazah salah, and they perform your janazah salah, and they read the dua for maghfirat for you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession on behalf of this mayyit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. This hadith teaches us that we should attend janazah salah, regardless of whether we know the person or don't know the person. But we should try attend the janazah salah and participate in the janazah salah, because we are interceding on behalf of this Muslim brother of ours. In fact, it is the right of a Muslim brother that his Muslim brother attend his janazah and follows his janazah to the Qabristan. So here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His infinite mercy, that if 40 people attend the janazah salah of the person, then Allah ta'ala will intercede, accept their intercession on behalf of this mayyit. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.